And thank you. Welcome back to Farm Talk here on Ag News 890 as we are up here at the International Crop Expo, broadcasting from the ProSeed booth. And my buddy, longtime buddy, Dave Gertz joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon, Mick.
And USDA this morning came out with their numbers from their big ag outlook forum. So it looks like this year folks are going to be planting a whole lot more corn and maybe a lot fewer ProSeed soybean acres.
Well, maybe in the south, but in North Dakota, that could be a little different.
Because I think that we're late. It's going to be a wet, late spring, and that leads to more soybeans, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Soybeans and sunflowers.
Sure.
I was in a combine on Monday, and as I walked to get into the combine, the bottom step of the John Deere combine was about 6 inches from the top of the snow in the field. So the field was probably 18 to 20 inches of snow in the field. And the header was just a matter of 4 to 5 inches below the cob, and the snow was underneath that.
Yeah.
So it depends on how spring comes. Mother Nature treats us right. But it's time to get this stuff off, too, so that Mother Nature can dry that out or melt that and settle that moisture in those fields.
Yeah. Now, out around, you're Mattock is home base, but
New Rockford.
New Rockford, okay.
Yeah.
You're all over the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, though. Is the ground not frozen pretty much everywhere?
In some locations and areas, no, it is not frozen, and there are guys dropping through and getting stuck, and, you know, of course, causing those inches, you get these big combines stuck. It's a bad deal.
Yeah.
And there's areas where it's really dry. There's areas where the drainage ditches, you can see that they're empty. But that October snow we got and the moisture, that added quite a bit of moisture to the level. So if Mother Nature treats us right between now and the end of March, things could be pretty good. But if not, there's a lot of corn out there that, maybe get later. But, sunflowers, we get into that first week of June, is still an ideal time.
And there's a great contract waiting for guys who want to contract their sunflowers.
Absolutely. I'm hearing guys that have contracted anywhere from $18 to $22 to $20.50, and we had good yields, and those are good prices. And, we talk about, I'm not going to grow flowers again, but economics is – saying, well, I've talked to one guy today, he said, well, I've bought 3 sunflower headers now, because when I get done, I say I'm not going to grow them again, but economics tell me that I have to.
Yeah. If wheat was profitable, everybody would be growing wheat again.
Absolutely, and there's not a lot of talk about wheat.
Yeah.
There's more talk about beans, more talk about flowers, pinto beans. Pinto bean seed, I understand, is getting relatively hard to get.
Hmm.
So, but, we have very early soybeans. We have the different traits. We've got the Enlist. We've got the Extend. There's a lot of things happening. There's a supply of seed because there's a number of people dragging their feet. I mean, their money's in the field. It's not in their back pocket.
Yeah, and you can't blame them for
you can't blame them.
Procrastinating the decision. Yeah.
Yeah, and ProSeed's offering some pretty good programs. We've got an interest-free program that we can offer individuals, and just contacting myself or any of our ProSeed dealers, we're here to help you. I mean, it's don't look in that rearview mirror and look at 2019.
Yeah.
Look ahead.
On a
2020.
Right. On a typical year, we'd get done combining corn, and then we start buying seed, right?
That's correct.
Well,
absolutely.
Nothing's different this year. We get done combining that corn, and, hey, let's get
that might be the end of March.
Get the seed bought.
You bet.
Are you finding that guys are making kind of knee-jerk reaction, going with a lot earlier day-length corn and beans than they've planted in years past?
Not necessarily.
Okay, good.
And we shouldn't be looking in the rearview mirror. We should be looking at the future.
Yeah.
And we got to stay the course of what we've been doing. Maybe cutting back on some of this 92, 94 day that they should be planting an 87. Yes, that's what we should be looking at. But we shouldn't be looking at this real early stuff. It costs you yield. I mean, it's the potential isn't there to do the job. Look forward and think positive, and things are gonna work out just fine.
You bet. And they always do.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's corn, soybeans, sunflowers,
canola.
Canola. That's the one thing we haven't talked about yet.
Well, and you know, Ron Bennett gave a talk at the Lake Region Roundup, and some of the comments he made on yields and so forth. And of course, Ron Bennett is a retired county agent from up at Langdon, and mm-hmm. and June 10th, absolutely the best yield. You don't get that real early. You don't have the flea beetle issues like we've had in the past. Management, getting more of the plants coming out of the ground because your soil temperature is warmer. So we got to look positive, and it looks like it could be a great year in 2020.
And we've been in a little mini drought here for the last month or so, and looks like maybe the weather pendulum has swung a little.
Yeah, look at the equipment we have today versus what we had 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the tracks equipment, the selfers, the tillage equipment. We didn't have that then.
Yeah.
And we had heavy wheel tractors, and farming's changed.
Yeah. Much and much improved, too.
Yeah, much improved. And it's the same thing with the genetics. Whether it be corn or it be beans or it be sunflowers or canola, our genetics isn't anything like we had in the past. It's so much better, and so much better for the farmer.
Right on. All righty. Well, Dave Gertz of Proceed, thanks very much for sponsoring all the reports here from the International Crop Expo. Thanks for coming over. If guys want to find a dealer or maybe talk to you, how do they get
absolutely.
Hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. 302-0356 or proceed.net on the internet. Gives you all the DSMs from the different areas. I never turn my phone off unless I'm on an airplane or in church.
All right. And the pilot and the preacher appreciate it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All righty. Dave, thank you very much. And again, thanks for sponsoring us. And we'll see you at the next farm show.
You can count on it, Mick. Thank
all
you.
Righty.